Beginning current daf Masechtas Yevamos daf Mem Tes. Begin on the top of the Yomid, where the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing on the theme of the previous Mishnah daf Mem Dal Man Alf, where the Gemara had discussed partly, which was related to the context of our Masechta Masechtas Yevamos regarding Machzik Rishasai and other related halachas, what would create a child from a forbidden union to be a mamzer in halacha considered illegitimate child, which cannot marry into the kahal of the Jewish people. Now, we had mentioned over there two of the three opinions which we mentioned in this Mishnah regarding Rabbi Akiva, who said it's from any loisase, negative prohibition, and whereas the Chachamim in that Mishnah said that it has to be from a chiv of kars. Now, our Mishnah elaborates at a greater length on this topic. So the Mishnah says, Izu mamzer, what will create a child that's a mamzer? So the first opinion is, Kol she'er baser, any relative of flesh, meaning any karv, shehu b'layavai, that's a negative prohibition, meaning that there's a loisase, even if there's no karas punishment for such a union. For example, let's say according to Rabbi Yehuda's opinion in what's called anusis aviv, the woman that his father had a relation with out of wedlock, where that's only a negative prohibition of loyagala kanaf aviv, that a person should not reveal the robe of his father, which is a reference to anusis aviv. And that's a loisase, that's because of a relationship that his father had, so it's a she'er baser, that's a loisase. Similarly, if one marries the woman that he did chalitza to, where there's only a loisase of lo yibane, he shouldn't build the house that he started not building, and that's a negative prohibition of a relative, because it's his brother's wife, without karas, so any of those types of cases will create a child. A mamza did Rabbi Akiva, that's opinion of Rabbi Akiva. So that is a loisase, but additionally, it also has to be, a she'er bas has to be through a korva, some type of relationship, that will create a child of mamza. Shimna Timni Aymer, he argues, he says, Kol shechayom lov karz b'dei shemayim, any forbidden union that would make one liable to a punishment of karz, of his life being cut short by the hands of heaven, will create a child of mamzer. However, let's say the case of Nesi Chalotas, if you marry the one you did chalitza to, which is only a lois to say without karz, then the child of that union would not be a mamzer. And the Mishnah tells us, V'alocha kidvar, v'alocha falz akim, that only a union of karz and higher will create a child of mamzer. The third opinion, Rabbi Shuaymer, he says, Kol shechayov nilav mises bastin. Loisase and karas will not create a child of mamzer. Only the more severe of those which the courts impose the death penalty, that will create a child of mamzer. Now, Amr b'Shim ben Aza, he says, Matzasi megilas yuchsin b'Yerushalayim, I found a scroll which spoke about the genealogical records, the yichus, of different people in Yerushalayim. But Kasaban said regarding one person that Ish Pleni Mamzer, there was this person, he was an illegitimate child, Me'eshes Ish, from a married woman, which is a Chiv Mises Bezdin, when a man has a relationship with a married woman. And of that, the Mishnah tells us that Reb Shimon ben Azai, these next words in the Mishnah was not written in that scroll, as saying that the Reb Shimon ben Azai was saying this testimony, what was the significance of saying this, was Lekayim di Reb Yeshua, was to give credibility to the opinion of Reb Yeshua that it's only Chiv Mises Bezdin that will create a child of Mamzer. And that's why it said Me'eshes Ish, which was a Chiv Mises Bezdin, that will create a child of Mamzer, but from Karas and let's say Loisa say that would not. Now the Mishnah concludes with a different topic, that Ishtei Shemesa, if someone's wife dies, then Mutabal Chaisi is permitted in her sister, his sister-in-law, his wife's sister, is only forbidden as long as she's alive. When she dies, then she's permitted. Similarly, the Mishnah brings different scenarios of the same idea. If Gersho Mesa, if he first divorced and then his wife died, his ex-wife, then Mutabal Chaisi, again, he's permitted in her sister. Similarly, Nisus La'achar Mesa, if she went and married someone else and died, again, Mutabal Chaisi is permitted to marry her sister as long as she's not alive. There's no violation of Alehel Bechaya. So similar is Yevim Tesha Mesa. His Yevama that died, again, Mutabal Chaisi, although there's halacha of a zika that there is to a Yevama, and therefore on some level she's like his wife, but when she dies, then he's permitted her sister. Similarly, Cholatz La Mesa, if he does Chalitza Tar and she dies, there's also Mutabal Chaisi, which is the equivalent of Gersho Mesa. And then the third counterpart, Nisus La'achar Mesa, if she marries someone else and dies, as Mutabal Chaisa is permitted in her sister, again, as long as she's not alive, both by the Chalutza and by the Grusha, meaning by the Yavama and the wife, it's going to be permitted to marry her sister. Now the Gemara asks, regarding these three opinions, what's the source and the reasoning of their opinion? Why is it Reb Akiva says it's a loisase? Why do we have Shimon HaTimni who says it's karas? And we have Reb Yeshua who says it's Chiv Mises Bezdin. Three different opinions, what will create a child of mamzer? So the Gemara is my time to be Kiva. So the Gemara says, the Pasuk in Devarim, says Leikach ish es eshes av. A man is not allowed to take his father's wife. Moreover, v'lo yigala kanafav. He's not allowed to either reveal to uncover the corner of his father's garment. Now, the interpretation of that is kanaf shara'av lo yigala. The garment that his father has seen, meaning someone that he had an intimate relationship with, he's not allowed to reveal. Now, on that, the Gemara says that v'sovel k'Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Kiva held like Rabbi Yehuda's interpretation of that pasuk. The Amad that he says, Ba'anusis avakasam adaba. The pasuk is referring to the prohibition of a man to have a relationship with the woman that his father violated, a woman that he had a relationship with out of marriage. Tehavi lechiv alavin, which that is only a negative prohibition. There's no chorus for that. There's no recorded chorus for anusis aviv. It's just a negative prohibition that says leigal kanaf aviv. And then the pasuk, two pasukim after that, says, Le'yavim mamzer b'kal Hashem, that an illegitimate child is not allowed to marry into the Jewish people. So obviously we see that it's going back on the previous topic, which was talking about Le'yigal Knaf Aviv, which is just a loisa say of relationship, that such a union will create a mamzer, and that mamzer is not allowed to marry into the Jewish people. So that's the source for Bekiva's opinion, that a loisa say of a relation of a relative that's only a negative prohibition will create a child a mamzer. Now, however, the Gemara says that Reb Simai, that his opinion is quoted in Masechtas Ksubis and Masechtas Kedushin, he says the following statement, which from that we understand how he learns in Reb Kiva's opinion. He said that Reb Kiva made every forbidden union the child a mamzer, except when an almana has a relationship with a kohen gadol, where their union creates chalolin, which is a deficiency in kohuna, and not mamzerim, which is a deficiency in the entire Jewish people. Now, the inference of his Reb Simoi statement is that since he said chutz me'almana, obviously, that he holds that even a negative prohibition that's not because of a relationship is also included in what Rabbi Kiva says will create a mamzer. For example, machzeh gerushasai, if a woman remarries the woman that he divorced after she had married someone else, where that's a negative prohibition, not because of a forbidden relationship, she actually was at one time related to him, or let's say in the Sina, from these people of Nassim, that to marry a Jewish person, where the pasuk says, Lo tischatan bam, you're not going to get married to them, because they're from the seven different nations, or for example, like Amoni, from the people of Amon, that marry a Jewish woman, where there he holds, obviously, that the children are going to be mamzer, because Amon l'kohen gadol is not a prohibition of relationships. The Amon has no relationship, the widow, to the kohen gadol. It's a loisa say, unlike other types of relationships of a mother, of a sister-in-law, all these different things. And he says, except for that case, the inference is that in that same category, except for Malakan Gadol, which is a leisa say, even not one of She'er Basar, not of because of a relationship, that is included when Rabbi Kiva says, will create a child of mamzer. So according to B'Simoi, Demar B'Shar Chiv Lavin, the Lav Sher, that he includes in Rabbi Kiva's opinion, even other negative prohibitions, that's not due to relationships, that it's a relative, and that's why it's a forbidden erva, that even the Rebbe Kiva says that loisase will create a child of mamzer. And also, according to Rebbe Shevav, the mamzer that he includes in Rebbe Kiva's interpretation, a filachiva asay, even something that's only forbidden based on a positive commandment. For example, from the Egyptian nation, or from the Edomites, where before the third generation, after they are coming to the Jewish people, it says in the pasuk Devarim Chav Gimel that Dar Shlisha Yavilahem, only the third generation after they converted can go and marry into the Jewish people. The inference is, but not the second generation. Now, that's what's called a negative prohibition that's inferred from a positive commandment, because it doesn't say in the Torah, don't marry their first generation or second generation. It just says the third generation you could, which is a positive commandment, which the inference is what you cannot do, that's qualified as a positive commandment. Now, Rabbi Shevav is also in Masechtas Kubis, where he says that what we are compounding in this opinion of Akiva ben Yosef is that anything that you're not allowed to have intimacy in the Jewish people, any such type of a union, even not only is just a loisa say that doesn't have because of a relationship, but even a positive commandment, he interprets in Rabbi Akiva's opinion would create a child of mamzer. So where do you see that? Meaning we see from the source that the Gemara brought from Loigal Kanaf Aviv, we see a loisa say that's a relationship. It's his father's woman that he had a relationship with, which thus it's related to his father, so that's a loisa say is two components. But how would you know that even if it's not Sheir Basar, and moreover, that even if it's not a loisa say, even if it's just a say, like they interpret Reb Kiva's opinion, I think Gemara says, Nafka Lahu Mivaloi. They learned it out from v'loy, which is an extra word in the pasuk. It could have said le'yikach ish as ishes aviv, and let either lo'yigal kanafav an extra vav, or and ve'yigal kanafav, meaning it should have been one continuous. What's the extra v'loy? That teaches us to include even in lo'yigal kanafav. That's learning up to a comparison of lo'yav mamzer, that even if it's a lo'yisa say without sheirbas, or even a mitzvah say, that forbidden union could create a child, a mamzer, according to the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Now the Gemara moves on to the second opinion mentioned on Mishnah. B'Shimon HaTimni, what's his source? That he says that the mamzer will only come from a union that will have a punishment of karas. So the Gemara says that, Sabala Krabbanan, because Shimon HaTimni actually interprets that pasuk that was just quoted in the Gemara as a source from Kiva, he holds like the Rabban who argued in Yehuda, which is quoted later on the Tzadik Zayin and Aleph. The Amri, that they say the pasuk of Lo'igal Kanaf Aviv is not referring to Anusas Aviv. It's actually referring to B'Shemer Siyav Mishal Ov HaKasam Adabe. The pasuk is talking about the woman that fell from his brother that died without any children, waiting, anticipating for his father to do Yibin to her, which that's actually an erva of Eishas Achi Aviv. It's the wife of his father's brother, the Havi Lochiv Akrisis, which that makes the Shemer Siyavam as a liability of Karas. Now, if it already says one time in the Torah, in a different parasha, the Erev of Eish Tachi Avim, why does the Torah repeat over here in Sefer Devarim? That's because specifically to be besamachli lo yovim mamzer, because it wants to have it in proximity to make a comparison to lo yovim mamzer, to teach us that Amma mechiv akrisis avim mamzer, that obviously it's a chiv akrisis that of Eish Tachi Avim, that such a type of a category would create a mamzer, and that's where he gets the source, that's chiv akrisis that creates a mamzer. But not like Rabbi Kiva, who had learned it, that it's like Rabbi Yehuda, that it's Anusas Aviv, that he learns it, Shem HaTimni, like the Chacham, who say it's a reference to Eish Tachi Aviv. Now the Gemara moves on, and Rabbi Yeshua, what's his source that neither Essay or Lois Essay, or even if it has Shei Basra, and even if it's Chiv Krisis, that's not going to make a Mamzer, only Chiv Mrs. Bezin. So now the Gemara says that, he says that you cannot interpret the proximity of Loyove Mamzer the way Rabbi Kiva did, or the way Shimon HaTimni did. And that is because if you say that it's, let's say, Lo Yigal Kanaf Aviv is a reference to Shemer's Yavim Shal Aviv, like the way the Rabbanan of Rabbi Yehuda hold, or that it's even talking about Anusas Aviv, the way Rabbi Yehuda had said, which was the two interpretations of Rabbi Kiva and Shimon HaTimni. But the question is as follows. Lichtav L'Achmanu Lo Yigala, if it's the way they're interpreting Lo Yigal Kanaf Aviv, then the Torah should have only written Lo Yigala Kanaf Aviv, which that would have taught us that there's a consequence of a mamzer, let's say according to Rabbanon of Chiv Akrisis, the way Shimon HaTimni had said, or of even Chiv Alavin, according to opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, as Rabbi Kiva had said. Now, then we would know for most definitely that from one's father's wife, which that's Karis and Misa, that most definitely that would be included in creating a child a mamzer. So then the question then becomes, so then when the pasuk there continues and says lo yikach, that a person should be lo yikach ishes aviv, meaning in the beginning of the pasuk, it says a person should not take his father's wife, and the entirety of that pasuk is in Devarim Chav Gimel Aleph, it says lo yikach ishes aviv, a person should not take his father's wife, v'lo yigala kanaf aviv, and he shouldn't reveal the corner of his father's garment, which then two pasukim later it says lo yovim mamzer b'kal Hashem. So the question that's being asked is then, lo yikach eshes esh aviv lamali, why does that have to be written? Because if the whole point over here is that because we're writing it in proximity to lo yav mamzer to teach us what will create a mamzer, which according to Shimon HaTimni is talking about eshes achi aviv, which is karas, according to Rabbi Kiva, it's anusas aviv, which is achi of lav, and that's why writing it near it. But then the question is, why do I need the beginning of the pasuk? If a lav or karas will make a mamzer, for sure Eishes Aviv, which is Mises Bezdin, most definitely will be having the halacha of making a child a mamzer. So El Alav, so rather, infers the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua from the fact that the Torah wrote the beginning of that pasuk is Hachikama. This is what the pasuk is teaching. Milo Yikach Ad Lo Yogala, in those words of the pasuk where it starts of Lo Yikach, until where it says lo yigala, which that's a reference to Eishes Av, which is the father's wife, which is written between those two terms of lo yikach and lo yigala, that's hava mamzer. That's what the pasuk two psukim later is saying. Lo yovei mamzer is going back on that, meaning from that type of category will create a child of mamzer, which is from the category of chiv Mrs. Bezdin. However, tfei lo yhav a mamzer. More than that, meaning something even lower, will not create a child of mamzer. In other words, the term of lo yigal kanaf aviv, lo yhav a mamzer is not going back on that. Now, and therefore, we only see from that pasuk, from the point that it's mentioning Eishes Aviv, why is it saying that if I for sure know it from a Kavachemer, from Knaf Aviv, where that means Anusis Aviv, or Eishes Achi Aviv, must be that Mamz is not going back in that, and it's going back in the beginning of the Pasuk of Eishes Aviv. Now, then the question, as Rashi mentions, then why does it say Knaf Aviv in that Pasuk? If the whole Pasuk is to make a proximity of Mamzer and it's not even going back on that, according to Rabbi Shu, it's only going back on Eishes Aviv, the category of making Mamzer is only on Chiv Mrs. Bezdin. So that Rashi says that if you say it's going on, and Leigal Knaf Av is saying Shemer Siavam, so actually the redundancy of this Pasuk in Sefer Devarim is coming to teach you that you're Chayav on two Lavin. One, where it originally mentioned this Erva of Ervis Achi Avicha Leisakala, that you can't marry the wife of your father's brother. And then you have this new one of a lo yigal kanaf aviv. And if you say that's like Rabbi Yehuda, that's a reference to Anusis aviv, the woman that your father violated, that is coming to teach you that it's Asr. But it's not being said to teach you the proximity of lo yavim mamzer, because then why did it say Eishes aviv? Must be that the lo yavim mamzer is going back on Eishes aviv to teach you that mamzer only comes from Chiv Mrs. Bezdin. And therefore that's the Gemara's sources for these three opinions. However, Om Abaya, Abaya does say that Hakol Ma'idim, everybody agrees, which that comes to include even Shimon HaTimni, who, as he was quoted before, says that the creation of a mamzer comes from a chiv krisis, that Beboal Anida, if someone has relations with a menstruating woman, although that's a chiv of karis, the child's not going to be a mamzer. Similarly, as we continue on Talmud Beis, that Va'ala Saita, if someone has a relationship with a Saita, which a Saita is a married woman, that had an extramarital relationship with someone out of wedlock. Now, the halacha is, as it's brought in the Yud Alpha Mabez, is that the woman is forbidden to her husband. Because as the Gemara there says, what do I do with the pasuk in Devarim Chavdal? It says, Ashahutama. Which the Gemara says, it comes to include a Saita Shinistra, meaning a married woman that was secluded with another man. And there she's forbidden to her husband. In spite of that, the halacha is, She'ein Havlad Mamzer. The child will not be a Mamzer. Now, what that comes to include is, even though that's a chiv alav and it's a negative prohibition, Rabbi Kiva, who argues on the Rabbanan in the previous Mishnah of Memdalim and Aleph, even in the case of Machzeh Gerushasa, when someone remarries the woman that he divorced, who married someone else in the interim, that there Rabbi Kiva says the child is going to be a mamzer, even though that's not a negative prohibition of a relative, she's not his relative, she was actually permitted to him, but just she married someone else interim, the Isser is a different Isser, loisely not based on relationship. So that's actually the same category which a Saita, a married woman that's suspected of having a relationship with someone out of the marriage, here he would agree that the child would not be a mamzer. Even though there, which seems to be the same category of Machzeh Gerushasa, he says the child is going to be a mamzer. And as Rashi says, all the more so the opinion of Rebbe Kiva that's quoted in our Mishnah, who argues that Shimon HaTimni for sure is not going to be a mamzer, because Saita is not a chiv alav of she'er, of a relationship. I mean, in other words, there's two versions of Rebbe Kiva's opinion of lois aseh. If it's only lois aseh of that also is a relative, that's the erva, or even if it's not an erva, like it's quoted on the Mishnah of Memdalad, either one, it's not going to be a mamzer, even though the Saita seems to be in the same category as Machzeh Gerushasa. As the Gemara explains why these two, which would include even those who we would think would create a mamzer, would agree here, would not. As the Gemara explains, Nida, the Ha, the case of the Nida, because she's actually different than all the other Chiva Krisis. Because Tamsi Ba Kedushin. Kedushin is Typhus, there is a legitimate marriage in a woman, even though she's a Nida, even though he's prohibited to her based on the penalty of Karis. So like it says the Pasuk of Yikra, it says, Usihi Nida Salav, that it's going to be that her Nida will be upon her. Now the term Sihi, it comes from the word Havaya, which always connotes Kedushin. That teaches you that a Fila B'Shas Nidasa Tavsa B'Kedushin, even at the time at the time of the Chuppah, at the time of giving the ring, that the woman is a Nida, still Kedushin is Typhus. And therefore, that makes it different than all other Chiva Krisis. Because the concept of other Chiva Krisis, that the child is going to be a Mamzer because there's no Kedushin Typhus here, even according to Shimon HaTimni, he would agree that since Kedushin is Typhus, the child is not going to be a Mamzer. Now, Saita Nami, Da'at Tavis B'Kedushin, that's actually the same reason why a married woman that had a relationship outside of the marriage, that she will not, if the husband continues to have relations with her, that even though that's a negative prohibition, which Rabbi Akiva, the previous Mishnah, agrees should create a child of Mamzer. But here, what happens is that even after she was Mezana, the original marriage she has with her husband has not been revoked. She's still married. That's what the Mishnah means, the Gemara means that Tafsa B'Kedushin, she still retains her original Kedushin, and therefore, the child of their union, although there is this, that she had this other relationship, and he continues to stay married with her and have a child, the child will not be a Mamzer because the Kedushin is still there. The Gemara says, Tanya Mahalcha, similarly with Nebraisa. Hakol Moedim, everybody agrees, which again, Bebal and Nida comes to include Shemna Timni, even though it's Karas. Vala Tzayta comes to include Reb Kiva, the previous Mishnah, even though it's a Chibalav. And the Braisa actually adds on another case, Val Shemeres Yavam, on a woman that's waiting for her Yavam to do Yibam or Chalitza, but however, she didn't wait, she ended up marrying someone else, even without Chalitza. She'ena Vlad Mamzer, that all these three cases, the child is not going to be a Mamzer, even according to Reb Kiva, who argues on the Rabbanan, in the Mishnah. And the reason is the same reason as we said before, because all these categories, Kedushin will be typhus, meaning although whoever that opinion is, either Reb Kiva or Shimna Timni for Lav or Karis respectively, that generally the child will be a Mamzer because Kedushin is not typhus, here although it has that penalty, which generally will revoke Kedushin, here we see clearly that there is going to be Kedushin. Similarly, regarding Shemer Siavam, the Torah says the prohibition of someone else marrying this Shemer Siavim, the woman that's Yavama, her husband just died on the children and the brothers didn't do anything yet, someone else not let her go in and marry her, it uses the term Havaya. As it says in Devarim Chafei, it says Loisia. Loisia Eisha Sameis HaChutza, which means to say that, obviously, that there could be Kedushin with someone else. As the Pasuk is saying, Loisia Eisha Sameis, don't go ahead and be Mekadish, the wife of the one who just died without any children, Le'ishzar. Now, obviously, what the Pasuk is saying, that obviously Kedushin is typhus, but don't go ahead and do it. So you see that Kedushin is typhus, and therefore, if she does go ahead and get married to someone else, the child will not be a Mamzer because Kedushin is typhus. Now, the Gemara asked Bavabai, why didn't he mention that third case of Shemer Siyavim? He only mentioned the case of Nida and Saita. So the Gemara says, because Shemer Siyavim is Safkali, actually, he was in doubt how to interpret the Pasuk of Lysia Eisha Sameis Le'ishzar. He wasn't sure, and there's two different approaches he had, which he was in doubt, Iker Rav, either like the way Rav interprets, which is brought later on to Tzadik Beis and Mabeis, where Rav actually says, how do you know that Kedushin is not Taifis in the Yavama? Because it says, Loisi HSMAs Lezar, which he, Rav, interprets to mean to say that there shouldn't be Havaya to Azar, that there is no Kedushin Taifis. And therefore, according to Rav, actually, the child would be a Mamzer. Or Iker Shmuel, or he wasn't sure the way Shmuel interpreted that Shmuel said that based on our lack of knowledge of to know any better, this woman that was married Le'ishzar will need a get because we're in doubt if the pasuk is actually coming to say like Rav that Kedushin is not Taifas, or if actually it's just coming to say that it's a negative prohibition, but that Kedushin is Taifas because of the fact that it used in the term of Lysia, obviously sounds like that there could be Sia, that there could be Kedushin. And therefore, since Abai was in doubt, he couldn't have included that as the third case that the child would not be a Mamzer, because he's in doubt, maybe actually the child would be a Mamzer, because Leisia doesn't mean that there will be and that you shouldn't, but rather it's telling you that there won't be Havaya, that Kedushin is not Taifas in the Yavama, hence the child would be a Mamzer. Now the Gemara continues quoting from a Mishnah, that Amr Shim Ben Azay came to support Rabbi Yeshua's opinion that a Mamzer is only from Achiv Mrs. Bezdin, as he quoted from this Megillas Yuchsin that he saw over there, which had records from antiquity, which one of the things that we saw was that there was a Mamzer from Eishas Sameis. So the Gemara quotes this the record that Shimon ben Azi had quoted in its full length. So today we learned that Braisa, that Shimon ben Azi, Amri said, Metzasi Megillas Yuchsin Yerushalayim, he says, I found a scroll of genealogical records in Jerusalem, because of, and it was written these following things, which our Mishnah only quoted the first of them. First of all, Ish plainly Mamzer me'eshes Ish. It said this man was an illegitimate child from a married woman. So that was, again, supporting Rabbi Yeshua that from Achiv Mrs. Bezdin. But it was actually written other things there too. But Kasaba had also said written over there that Mishnah's Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, the teachings of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov are Kav, which that's a small measurement. In other words, to say he's mentioned very few times in the Mishnayos or the Braises, but Vinaki, they're clean, which comes to mean to say that wherever he's mentioned, Halacha is like him. Another thing was, but Kasaba was also written that Menashe Horiges Yeshaya. Menashe killed his grandfather Yeshaya. Now the Gemara explains actually the Amar Rava. So it says Maiden Dinei V'Katle. What happened was is that he judged him and he killed him, because Amale he said to Yeshaya, he says Moshe Rabbachamer, he says you're obviously lying, because Moshe Rabbeinu, your teacher, I mean the one who taught the Torah Shabiksav, writes in Sefer Shemais, K'leirani ha'adam v'chay, that Hashem said no man will see me and live. Yet va'at amr, you say and say v'yeshaya v'eres Hashem, and I saw Hashem Yishev Kisra Ramanisa sitting on the high and elevated throne. How could you see? Moshe Rabbeinu says no one could see. Moreover, Moshe Rabbacham and Moshe, your teacher, says in Sefer Devarim, Mika Hashem Elokein, who is like Hashem our God, b'chol kareinu lav, whenever we call out to him, that he listens. V'at amr, then you say and say v'yeshaya dirshu Hashem b'himatzoi, seek out Hashem when he could be found, which sounds like sometimes he cannot be found. Now Moshe Rabbeinu says he's always around. Moreover, Moshe Rabbacham and Moshe, your teacher, says in Sefer Shemais, es misper yemecha amali, that the numbers of your days I will fill out, meaning what comes to say is that Hashem doesn't add on any days, he just completes what a person's days are. Yet you told to someone else, v'yisafti al yamecha, I will add on to your days, meaning in the name of Hashem, chamesh esrei shana, 15 years. How can you add on? You see that Moshe Rabbeinu reports from Hashem that Hashem doesn't add. He just fills out what a person was supposed to live. Now, Amar Yeshaya said to himself, Yedana bey, I know regarding Menashe, deloy mekabel made emle, he's not going to accept what I'm going to tell him. In other words, that I'm going to be able to resolve what he thinks are contradictions. Rather, he's going to kill me anyway. Now, v'i emele, and if I do go ahead and tell him my reasons, and he doesn't accept, so Shavi mazes, I'm going to make him into a deliberate sinner when he kills me, because now at least he thinks he's righteous in killing me. Better that I run away from him, and that we don't come to this altercation. So Amar Hashem, he said one of the names of Hashem, Ivlo ba'arza, so he got swallowed up into a cedar tree. Now, however, Asu la'arza, so they saw this and they couldn't kill him. So they brought the cedar, Unisurua, and they started chopping the tree. Kimata, when the axe reached Lahadi Puma, to where the mouth of Yeshaya was inside the cedar tree, Nach Navshe, he passed away. Now, the reason why he got punished, that his mouth should be chopped with the axe, was Mishum de Amar, because he said regarding the Jewish people the following pasuk. He said, amongst the people of impure lips, I live. And that he said, as Rashi says, from his own volition. This wasn't something that Hashem had commanded him to say, and neither was it in way of rebuking the Jewish people. As the pasuk there says, he said, woe to me that I'm doomed. And he said, because I'm not worthy of what I'm experiencing right now. And he says, and even the people that I dwell amongst are those of impure lips. Why do you have to say that for? And since he wasn't supposed to say something negative about the Jewish people, that's how he died, with the axe chopping him in his mouth in the cedar tree. Now, however, the Gemara does say, Mekamakam Kasha Kra'adadi, but it does seem to be that Menashe had some good points, that there's a contradiction of the Pesukim in the Chumash and with what says in Sefer Yeshaya. So that the Gemara resolves them one by one. This that Yeshaya said, Ve'eras Hashem, that I saw Hashem, it's not a contradiction. Could it sound like Linda Brysa? Kala Navim Nistaklu Baspaklaria, all the prophets, they saw through the glass, She'ena Me'ira, that wasn't so clear. In other words, they thought they saw Hashem, but they didn't. That's why they said, we saw. Moshe Rabbeinu Nistaklu Baspaklaria Me'ira, Moshe Rabbeinu saw through the clear glass. And therefore, he knew he wasn't seeing him so to speak, to Hashem's face. And that's why he said that Le'irani Adam Achai, they thought they saw, but it's because they couldn't see so clear. This that it says, Dirsh Hashem b'himatzai, that Yeshai said, seek Hashem where he's found. I, Moshe Rabbeinu, said that he's always around. That's not a contradiction, because Habayachid, when is it that Hashem is not always around? That's regarding an individual. Habit Sibur, when Moshe Rabbeinu said, b'chol kareinu, whenever we call out, that's about the public, Hashem was always there to listen. Now the Gemara asks of Yochad Amos, when is it, as the Pasuk says in Yeshaya Behimatze, that for an individual Hashem is sometimes found, then you should seek Hashem, when is that time? So Rav Nachman Amar Rabbi Ravua, that's Elu Asor Yomim Shebein Rosh Hashanah LeYom Kippur. These are the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, which are commonly known as the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Now the contradiction regarding Es Misbe Yemecha Amale, that the numbers of your days I will only fill out, not like it says in Yeshaya that he told someone else that he's going to add on days. And then the Gemara says, actually, Tanoihi. It's actually dependent on the machlekes tanoim how to resolve that contradiction. Tanoi Galina Braisa. It said in the pasuk as misbi yemecha amale, that the days of your life, it says in Chumash that I will fill out. Now that we can see on top of Nunman Aleph that the first opinion says elu shnei dayus. These are the years of the generations, meaning the years that are set out when a person is born, how many years he's supposed to live. Now zacha, if the person merits, so mashlim alay, so they complete the time that he's supposed to get that quota. Lay zacha, if he doesn't merit, then poizen lay, then he just loses out. Rabbi Kiva, that's the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, which sounds like Menashe had said, that it's only going to fill out what you're supposed to get, but you can't add more. But Chacham Ayim, they actually say, Zacha, if a person merits, Meisifam Lai. They actually add on years to a person's life, which as Rashi says, obviously, according to Chacham, the word Amale doesn't mean just to fill out, it actually means to even add on. Lai Zacha, if it doesn't merit, then actually Paisam Lai, then they actually detract from what he's supposed to get. Now, Amale Rabbi Kiva, they said to Rabbi Kiva, Harehu Eimer, which was this contradiction that Menashe had posed, it says in Sefer Yeshaya that Yeshaya said to Chizkiah, V'hisavti al yomecha chamesh esri shana, that I will add on to your life 15 years. So Amalehem, he said to them, he actually didn't add on, because you can't add on as it says in the Chumash. But Mishaloi ha'isifaloi, it's only from the years that he was supposed to have that they then re-added on. In other words, originally he was supposed to have that amount of time. It's just that he lost it because of something. Then he said, if you do this and you write it, well, I'll add it on, meaning I'll give you back what you're supposed to get, but you can never get more than the quota you're supposed to get. Actually, because Rabbi Kiva says, Teda, you should know that originally when he was born, he was supposed to get all that years that officially Yeshaya was adding on now. Because Sahare Navi Oimid Umisnabe, the prophet stood and prophesied in the days of Yeravim, many, many years before, as it says in Malachim Aleph, Hine ben noilid lebeis David, there would be a child, a son born to the household of the Davidic dynasty, that Yeshayahu Shema, his name will be Yeshayahu. Now, Vadayin, at that time, meaning with this incident of Vahisavti al Yamecha Chamesh Eser Shana, which was during the sickness of Chizkiah, Lo Yinoyla Menashe. Menashe wasn't even born yet, who from Menashe would come out Yeshayahu. Now, so obviously what you say is that the time of his sickness was the time when it was decreed that he's going to lose from his years. Now, when he merited, which was what he was telling him, that if you do this, you'll get 15 extra years, was only completing what he was supposed to get, because obviously it was already decreed years before through the prophecy that he's going to have a grandchild, and he didn't even have the father to have that grandchild. So obviously these were his years, which he lost, which he was just getting back. Which, congrats, Rabban, what do they do with that? So on that, they reject that proof. Because Miksiv Mechizkiah, does the Pasig prophesy in Melachim Aleph that this child will be born to Chizkiah? Yes. Ultimately, history shows us that this ended up coming from Chizkiah. But it doesn't say it's going to be from him. Labis Tavik said it says it's going to be from the Davidic dynasty. Ime Chizkiah Nailet, if it could be, which it ultimately was, it could be from Chizkiah. Ime Neshachrin, or it could be from somebody else from that dynasty. And therefore, they say that it actually was adding on 15 years, which it wasn't supposed to get. Although then, if he wasn't supposed to get it, then he wouldn't have had this grandchild, which was already prophesied years before that he's going to have that child. That's not a problem, because who said he's going to have it? It only ended up being him, because he merited to have 15 years actually added on to his life. Now the Mishnah concluded by saying, unrelated halacha, that ishti shemesa, if someone's wife dies, or if she gets divorced and then dies, or marries someone else and then dies, and similarly yevimte shemesa v'chulu, if someone's yevama, who it's his brother's wife to die without any children, if she dies, or if she gets chalitza then dies, or if she marries someone else and then dies, either way, if she's dead, he can marry her sister. And that the Gemara concludes, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Kan Shana Rebbe, here in this Mishnah, Rebbe taught us something, that's a Mishnah She'ina Tzricha, was an unnecessary Mishnah. And the reason is because, go to any school child who learns a Pasuk Chumash, it says, Aleha Bechayeha, a sister-in-law, wife's sister is only forbidden, as long as his wife's still alive. When she's dead, of course it's going to be permitted. Why does he have to say all these computations of ways of showing how when she's dead, he can marry her sister? It's a pasuk in Chumash. Now, Taisa actually says that Rashi's interpretation is a little bit difficult, because many times the Tana tells us something that's actually explicit in the Torah. Moreover, there actually seems to be a chiddush in, let's say, the case of Gershu Mesa, that when he divorces his wife and then she dies, that then he's permitted in her sister, which the inference is a chiddush in saying that, but if she's not dead, even though he divorced her, that it would still be also, which is not explicitly written in the Torah, as the Gemara actually expounded this on Nafches Amid Beis from Aleha Bechayahu, that that's a chiddush, that as long as she's alive, even if she's divorced, it's going to be forbidden. So rather, the rebrings that the pshat is that, yes, regarding the wife, there's an element of chiddush there. And even if there's not, but if it's written in the Torah, it doesn't make a difference. A lot of times the Mishnah says something written in the Torah. But actually, the case of Yevama is a Mishnah Shein Tzricha. Because once it says Ishtai, all the more so Yevimte, which is not even a real wife, it's only because of that we view it as a, some type of a quasi-wife, that then she has those halachas as a wife. And as we said, rabbinically there are these halachas that her relative is forbidden, just like a wife. That would be unnecessary, because if we said regarding the wife, which at least that's something written in the Torah, and there would be, and or there's some element of chiddush over there. So once we said that, we didn't have to say yavama, and therefore Rav Yisrael says that's what's known as a mishnah she'en tzricha. Hadnolach hachaylitz. We shall return to you the fourth parak of Masechta Yevamos, parak hachaylitz.